USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A grocery store worker in Central Oregon is being hailed as a hero. The gunman was firing as he entered a Safeway in Bend. An 84-year-old customer was killed at the entrance. The shooter continued to spray shots until confronted by the worker. Police spokeswoman Sheila Miller says he was shot in the rear of the store in the produce section.
He has been identified as Donald Ray Surratt Jr., a 66-year-old Bend resident. Surratt engaged with the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths.
The gunman has also been identified. His name is Ethan Blair Miller. The 20-year-old died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police later found three Molotov cocktails and a sawed-off shotgun in his car. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 184 points. The NASDAQ fell 124 points. The S&P 500 was off by 27. This is USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. It said in the filing it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. Over the weekend, a federal judge indicated that she would appoint a special master who would oversee the review of documents taken by the government, ensuring that Trump's legal privilege was protected. That matter might be moot based on the Justice Department's filing. An influential Shiite cleric announced he would be stepping away from Iraqi politics. That prompted hundreds of Muqtada al-Sadr's followers to storm the government palace and clash with security forces. At least 15 protesters were killed. Dozens more were hurt by gunfire, tear gas, and physical altercations. A nationwide curfew is now in effect. Online at usaradio.com, you are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Virginia's Republican governor hopes to undo what Democrats in his state did before they lost power. This is in the wake of California approving a plan to ban new gas-powered vehicles in the Golden State starting in 2035. The Virginia General Assembly, under Democrat control, approved adding the Commonwealth to the list of more than a dozen states that follow California's lead in emission standards. Governor Glenn Youngkin, in a statement to WRIC-TV, called the PAC a, quote, ridiculous edict, adding that California's, quote, out-of-touch laws have no place in our Commonwealth. Less than 3% of registered passenger vehicles in Virginia were electric or hybrid. While we're on the subject, LG and Honda, they're investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in North America. Construction on the site will begin early next year, with mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells to start by the end of 2025. The plant will likely be near Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda has huge factories that make its most popular models. The tide, or in this case the flood waters, was not as high as expected in Jackson, Mississippi. The Pearl River crested less than a foot shy of the major flood stage level. Earlier projections showed about anywhere between 100 and 150 buildings facing the possibility of flooding. Some residents sought higher ground as a precaution late last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.